You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Following the deal made between the European Union and Turkey, which allows for the deportation of forced migrants from the Greek island of Lesbos, I spoke to Michele Telaro, the field coordinator of Médecins Sans Frontières, on the island. He speaks about the dramatic situation forced migrants are facing at the moment and about the conditions in the Moria detention centre, where Pope Francis is meeting with the men, women and children who have escaped violence and are in search of protection.
In Lesbos at this moment there are around 4,000 refugees, something less than that, that arrived in Lesbos after the 20th of March, that after the deal between European Union and Turkey. And these people are now detained inside the hotspot of Moria. Most of them, all of them so far, mainly they expressed their intention to apply for asylum, and now they are waiting that the admissibility of this claim will be examined. And then what has been communicated so far by the authorities is that if their claim will be considered inadmissible, they will be sent back to Turkey. If their claim will be considered admissible, they will remain here in Greece. So there are a lot of people detained inside Moria, far beyond the capacity of Moria, because the capacity of Moria is 900,000 people, and there are more than 3,000 people inside. As the humanitarian conditions inside are completely unacceptable in this moment. There are not enough toilets, there are people sleeping outside, sleeping in the ground. There are not enough food, there are not enough healthcare. All the people are detained together. It means that there are children, there are women, there are all of them inside without precise information about their condition. So these people are completely frustrated, stressed. They don't know what they can do. They don't know if they will remain in Greece, if they will be sent back to Turkey. They don't receive, for example, a detention order, that they cannot also protect themselves, because as they do not have precise information, it's also very difficult to try to take any decision and to try to plan any legal action, because they have no information.
Have you witnessed or do you know of people who have been sent back to Turkey in these past days?
Yeah, it has been on past Monday and past Friday twice. On Monday there were 136 people, if I'm not wrong, and on Friday 45 people that have been sent back to Turkey. These people were people that didn't apply for asylum so far. So in fact, this deportation, if you want, it was not exactly under the new agreement, but it was due to a bilateral agreement between Greece and Turkey that exists since 2002. I mean, if you want, they were illegal migrants, they didn't apply for asylum, thus they were sent back to Turkey. They are now detained in Turkey in some pre-removal center, and they will probably send back to their own countries in the next few days, I guess.
Are people still arriving on the island despite the agreement?
Yeah, the arrival decreased a lot, but after the 20, anyway, the average is around 200 people per day. So there are still arrivals, and the problem is that there are arrivals, but the authorities, they decided to implement this agreement in less than 24 hours, but the situation was, the facilities and the procedure, nothing was ready to that, exactly because still there are arrivals. So the assumption behind was the arrival will stop and the people will be pushed back to Turkey. But unfortunately, people are still arriving and all the procedure is not yet in place to push back these people, because still there are 3,000 people that applied for asylum. And in order for the authorities to be able to send them back, before they have to declare them inadmissible. But it means that each of them has to do an individual interview with the asylum service. The interviews just start on Monday. So far, the asylum service, supported by the EASO, the European Asylum Support Office, is able to perform 40, 50 interviews per day. But there are 3,000 people, so it will take weeks just to be able to process this claim. Few of these people will be inadmissible, thus theoretically push back to Turkey, but few of them will be admissible and will remain here in the same facility, because so far there are no other plans, there are no other facilities. Meanwhile, people are still arriving, so it means that in the next few days, the population on the island will increase, and already there is no space for them.
Well, the Pope will also be arriving together with the increased population. What do you hope his visit, what kind of effect do you hope he may have on the situation?
I would like that the visit of Papa Francesco will convince the authority that these conditions are not absolutely acceptable, and disregarding what we can think about the agreement in itself, about the fact of sending back to Turkey people that are in seek for international protection and humanitarian assistance. But the question is that the conditions here now are not acceptable at all. So if the European Union want to implement this agreement, anyway, they have to organize the situation here. So if you have 4,000 people in the island, and if these people will be stuck in the island for a few weeks, you need to have all the facilities in place to treat these people with dignity. Regarding them, then the fact that they can stay here to claim for asylum, or if they have to go back to Turkey. Now, again, we're speaking of a public place. So it is the authorities, the European authorities, that created this place, that now it is the detention center. It's completely unacceptable that in a detention center in Europe, you have families and children sleeping outside, sleeping in the ground, just because you pretend to detain all of them, that you don't have the place where to put them. It's simply unacceptable.
Michele, just briefly, in this situation, are you managing as Médecins Sans Frontières to do your work?
We are not clearly managing because as the people are detained, we do not have access to the patients, mainly.
So you're not even allowed to go into the centre?
We are allowed, but if we work inside, due to the condition inside, there are not the conditions for the people to have a proper access and to have services. So it's in this situation, and indeed the condition itself, that it is unhealthy, that create unhealthy conditions. For example, from mental health point of view, detention is in itself an unhealthy condition. Detention of children, for example, it should be absolutely the last resort. There is no reason to detain children. There is no reason to detain all these people. So how is it possible to take care of these people if the condition in itself creates their disease and their distress?
That was Michele Telaro, the field coordinator of Médecins Sans Frontières in Lesbos.